At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you. No Joe, out on assignment all week. He's out in Vegas. George Kurtz is with me tonight. As we have got a lot going on, plenty of hockey, plenty of hoops. We're getting ready for Sunday, of course, Chiefs and the Niners. I got golf, too, the golf picks for this week at the end of this hour. Keith Stewart from Read the Line, he'll be with me from out at the Waste Management, and we'll get ourselves some picks here, see who Keith likes for the outrights, etc., heading into this week. We love the golf here on CNL, that's for sure. I saw a replay of that shot. George, that did hit the post about a minute into the third for Boston. They just locked it on me on FanDuel, so I'm hoping maybe we get something good that happens for us. I know that you're watching six games at once, so you might not.
Yeah, but I'm, when they go to the stream, you're always behind.
Oh, they're going to a power play. That's what it is.
It right now.
Yeah, they're going to a power play. So they always lock it, right? They have it locked because they're all and they're skating around with it. So there you go, Calgary. Have they touched up yet? They still haven't touched up. Looked like they touched up a few times. I'll have no problem here, George. If they want to score here, by all means, even beforehand, now they touch up. So it'll be a massive power play for the Bruins. They can maybe get themselves a little life here, George. There's a lot of time left. There's 17 minutes. And they pop one in here. Plenty of time to try to find the equalizer.
If they can score here, I'm going to double up on this.
Okay, I like that, George. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver. And George Kurtz here tonight, in for Joe. He's out on assignment. As you see him out all week long out there in Vegas with the guys, doing a great job on the grid. Matthias Berbel is with us as always, and he is on the ground. Out at the media center, media row, whatever they're calling it. You just can't call it Radio Row anymore. I found that out. You're not allowed to call it Radio Row anymore. It's got to be.
I liked it, Radio Row. It was a nice little
thing. Was. Because that's, George, what we know it as from when it started and all the years of it. But now,
it's
because
of streaming now. I get why.
Well, everything. Everybody's there with, it's like us. I mean, we're there with cameras. We're there with everybody. Everybody's there. And it's more than just radio now. It's everything. So you have to evolve with the times. And that's why we move it up to the media center. Media row at the Super Bowl. So here we go. Boston power play. And the big guns are out. We'll see if Pasternak can make some things happen. They are plus 520 live right now. Down a deuce. So we shall see. Flyers now up 2-1. You can get the Panthers at plus 265 down a goal. Kind of thinking of hitting that too, George. with the Panthers plus 265.
This looks like one of those nights where it's just, you know, just one of those nights.
Yeah, it's you don't want to chase either. When it's just not going well, sometimes you just got to accept it and move on. Vancouver takes a 3-2 lead over Carolina. Yeah, there you go, George. You got them. You got them with. You got them with the Bruins. You got them with the Bruins, though.
Was he offside?
Oh, that's going to be another penalty. They're going to get a 5-on-3 now, George. The Bruins.
Now, what did it go down to now?
It's locked.
Is it 5:20?
There's a minute. There's 1:09 left in the initial penalty, so they're going to get a 1:09 of 5-on-3. Marchand's trying to bite his lip to make it his 4-minute. Because he got hit in the face with the stick.
By the way, that's the stupidest thing in hockey, by the way. It shouldn't be drawing blood that determines it. It should be the hit. Come on, Mike.
Right.
We've all known guys who bleed if you breathe on them.
I agree.
And other guys
who
you can hit it with a crowbar and they don't bleed. It's idiotic.
I agree with you. You're 100% right. How that's still around and still a rule. Did they give him the 4? He's showing blood. He's got all the blood. He does have the blood all over his nose and hands. He does have it all over himself. Talk about an absolutely crucial moment here in this game. It's still locked. They're not going to give you one right now. They're still. He did get hit. He did get whacked pretty good.
I want to take this.
He's like spitting the blood out in his hands. Marchand's unbelievable. He really is. Marchand. Now, look, this is big, George, because you got a 109 here, and you got to get this in, because if you can score in that 109 with the two-man advantage, you're still going to have 3 minutes of power play time after that.
That's why I want to get on this. I said it before, Boston has played well in the third period of late. I've seen them before where they've been trailing by 2. They come back. I don't remember.
And the ref just ref did just make it official that it's a 4-minute for Mackenzie Wegner. And they've had it up for like a second, George, and they took it down.
Give me a number.
Let's see if anybody else has it up. I'm looking at the – obviously, FanDuel has it up. Let me see if anyone else has a number here. I got plus 325 at one of these books right here. I'm gonna have to take a stab.
That's a pretty bad downgrade.
I told you it was in the fives, right? Before the penalty, right. It was in the fives. I mean, I got a 5-on-3 for 109.
But you're down 2. You're not down 1.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that
you should be getting better than that. I won't do it for that. But FanDuel still has it locked. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they still have it locked. Everybody else has it up. Oh, now they just locked it on. Now everybody's got it locked, George. So maybe something did happen here.
Well, what else could happen? You got a 4-run. You got a 2-minute. Are they not going to?
Maybe there was a goal and we just haven't seen it yet. Because they're always ahead of us on that.
I would take that, by the way. I'll take it for the original.
But. We would absolutely take that. That is a goal. And they scored on the 5-on-3.
Nice.
So it is a 2-1 game, and they're still going to have a lot of time left. Now, look, they're still plus 135 here. Even after – they're still down a goal, and now plus 220. You know, they got 3 minutes of power play left.
I'm in on it. I'm going to take this. I'm going to double up. I said I would, and I'm going to follow through on that.
It's 186 on FanDuel, so I'm with you, George. Let's go after this. Let's go in for a little bit more. Why not?
Why not? You're going to lose big.
You might as well just throw another log on the fire, George. Throw another log on the fire.
Well, see, I'm that guy, by the way. You know, if my teams are teams I root for, Cowboys, Islanders, Yankees, if I'm going to lose, I'd rather lose how the Cowboys lost in the playoffs.
Right.
You lost, you got crushed. I don't have to replay it. It's over. You got obliterated. You know, I would much rather have that than lose on a last second, goal, homer, whatever. That's right. Because then you replay everything. So you're all set for a week, a month. That'd be crazy.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
Mike Clark.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, George, so things just, it's like a house of cards crumbling for us there. During that short break, so many things went wrong. We were only gone, George, for 3 minutes. And think about all the bad things that happened in that game. So right after we went to break, and we were all pumped up about the Bruins getting to within one, still had 3 minutes of power play time left. They were had a lot of zone time. And then sure enough, they take a too many men on the ice penalty, which is just really hard to do when you're on the power play. It's
I'm glad they succeeded at something.
It's just hard to do. And then a brutal turnover in their own end. Huberdeau stripped the guy, and he puts it in, and they regain the 2-goal lead. Just an awful, awful 2-minute stretch for us. And now the Bruins are 9-1 with 13 minutes to go.
I'm not going back in.
I'm not going back in either, but I'm just saying that's just. That was torture. I mean, they just, you know, they pulled us in, George, too. You know, that's what really hurt. They pulled us back in with that start to the third, and then they just completely kicked us in the face.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I would have done that if not for the 2-minute advantage and scoring early on. That's the net. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. I mean, truly, because there's no way that should happen. That was an awful. It's a stupid penalty, and it's an awful turnover. It makes it worse. I have Huberto on my fantasy team, and I didn't start him. So that's just great. Just another kick in the crotch.
Yeah, it's not going well. It's just nothing's going well elsewhere.
I just saw a humiliating kick in the crotch.
Vancouver leads Carolina 3-2. They're about halfway through the third. Dallas leads Buffalo 2-1. Flames, as we already know, lead Boston 3-1. Montreal still 3-1 over Washington. It's been the same score for a while there. 8 minutes left in Florida with the Flyers up 2-1 on the Panthers. Penguins lead the Jets 3-0. Devils lead the Avalanche 3-1. We have, of course, Oilers and Knights coming up just after 10 East in Vegas with the Oilers looking for to tie the NHL record 17 straight wins. The 92-93 Penguins they'd be tying, and they're minus 152 road favorites to do that. Interested to see how they come out because obviously they were rolling, but now they haven't played in over a week. So... That's the interesting thing.
Well, who's not? Maybe Vegas hasn't played in a week either.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
But doesn't help any. I don't know which team's going to come out well or play well or play up to the tempo. How long is it going to take? Take a period, a shift, you know, game.
Yeah.
That being said, Edmonton, you know, they want to set this, and I really think the big boys are showing tonight. I think McDavid, Draisaitl, and company. I think they're showing tonight because I think they know it's Vegas. Going to be not an easy place to win Stanley Cup. They have a Stanley Cup champions. I think the big boys are showing tonight. I want to find some kind of prop with McDavid, maybe to get 2 points.
Yeah, we can get McDavid involved. FanDuel has a boost on McDavid tonight for him to have a point and the Oilers to win. And they have that at...
Why haven't I seen that?
You know, they, like, hide the boosts now. You really have to search
really
for the
game yet.
If you go to NHL, I think you have to open up the Vegas... what is it? Plus 130? Where do they have that at? Where is it here? They have
Vegas
it, like,
plus
all...
plus 126.
Yeah, but the boost that they have for the game tonight. Let me find it. They did take it down. I don't know why they do this stuff. But they hide
them. That's on the. That's interesting, but I don't think you're getting enough. By the way, Oilers to win, McDavid and Draisaitl both to score. That's kind of what I think could happen here. Oh, and no overtime as well. But you're only getting 5.5-1.
Yeah, they get you with the no overtime. That's the other thing that they do.
It wouldn't shock me if this game went to overtime, by the way. But McDavid,
I can't believe they take this stuff down. They hide this stuff. It was on the front page earlier. Here it is. Now we've got it. We got to scroll down. You got to scroll real far on the front page. McDavid 1 point and Oilers to win plus 130. Allegedly boosted from minus 120. So.
You said it's all the way at the bottom here?
Yeah, you gotta go on like the main page on FanDuel. You gotta scroll.
Oh, the main page. And then when you get FanDuel.
And then when you get to the NHL stuff, it's kind of attached to the bottom of the.
I see what you're saying.
The Oiler night game. So
keep going.
That's where they have NHL. There's still a lot of time left here, George. I know I'm probably trying to will this in, but there's still some time here. There's 11 minutes left.
I'm focusing more on the Florida game. All right, come on, Florida. They just had a power play as Ekman Larson got buried, but
oh, they're going on the power play now.
They were just on. I think
they were just on.
Just ended.
Couldn't get it.
Some good
couldn't
looks.
Get it done. Get it done.
Matthew Tkachuk didn't get it done. As far as that, but I'm kind of digging that. By the way, I think the Oilers are going to win. I can't see how they win if McDavid doesn't have a point.
Right. It's a very very rare occurrence.
I'm going to go.
Get in there, George.
Let's go. I'm in.
All right. So we got you in on the boost. There you go. We got George in a little.
Like I said, I'm not doing this because I'm down. By the way, I'm doing this. This is logical.
Yeah,
I think I think the Oilers set the record, right? All night I've said that.
And it's becoming a
McDavid. Everybody's took the best player in hockey, and I think the big boys show up tonight because I think they want that. They want to tie the record. I think they know if they tie it tonight, they're going to get it on Friday.
And right, they're playing the Ducks. They're at the Duck Pond.
Quack quack.
Are they giving are we getting another power play here for the Bruins? What are they doing here? There's a lot of drawing. They have it locked, which makes me think that maybe somebody's going to the box. It's probably a Bruin. Probably Bruins took a penalty.
Yeah, probably they're ticked off.
Swiped at his glove there.
There is nothing more frustrating than when FanDuel doesn't verify my location. I haven't moved in the past hour. All right, I didn't go to Jersey. Jersey's fine. Where is it not fine?
Elsewhere, while we're waiting to see how this goes, Pacers now lead the Rockets 129-122 with about 130 to go in the fourth. So 7-point lead for Indiana. The Nets have gotten it closer. They're only down 11 now at home against the Mavs. 86-75 is the score. Let's see if Kyrie has slowed down. I'm sure he's probably got like 9 threes by now, George, because I didn't play him. He's got 28.
He's made things work out.
He's got 28, and he's got 4 threes. So now it's gotten a little closer, and they have him for 6 threes at plus 600.
How much
it's an 11-point game. Now who's going to the box? They did call a penalty here, George, but looks like it's on the Bruins. Nice job by the Bruins, down 3-1. Charlie Coyle taking a 2-minute slashing penalty.
Yeah,
good, nice job, dude. Honestly. What a brutal, brutal night. Knicks are up 25 at home against the Grizz. The Heat are destroying the Magic, 90-69. They're late in the third. T-Wolves destroying the Bulls. They're up 20 early in the third quarter. Jazz are out to a 16-9 lead on the Thunder. And the Bucks and the Suns are going to start in about 40 minutes, top of the hour one there as well. No Lillard tonight for the Bucks, by the way. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Georgian for Joe. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night in the grid. Mike Carver with you, Joe on assignment, George Kurtz in the house for this segment, and then he'll run out because I got Keith Stewart read the line to finish things off tonight. Usually does golf Wednesdays with me on C2C, but obviously C2C and everybody else out in Vegas for the Super Bowl, so we will do some golf picks with Keith tonight here on CNL as he's out at the Waste Management. There in Phoenix to get ourselves ready for a big PGA event this week. And Scotty Scheffler looking for the hat trick, 3 in a row, at the Waste Management. All right, George. I'm kind of fed up with tonight's games. I'm not going to lie to you. As Calgary scores again to make it 4-1. That was just brutal. Brutal night by the Bruins. So I'm already have to start turning the page to tomorrow, George, believe it or not. I have to start turning the page a little bit. One thing, though, the Knicks, I just told you, were up 25 last time I checked, which is probably about 10 minutes ago. Now it's a 9-point game, 104-95. They lead the Grizzlies. I don't know what happened here or what they allowed the Grizzlies to do, but there's 5 minutes to go, and they kind of made a game for it. They've outscored them 21-7 in the fourth quarter. And suddenly things are at least a little bit interesting. Same thing happened with the Nets. They're down 11, but there's about 7.5 to go in the fourth there. And Thunder and Jazz underway. Pacers did beat the Rockets, 132-129. Victory for them. Let's do some stuff for Wednesday, George, because I'm not going to get to do that with Keith coming in with the golf to finish out. Only three games in the NHL on Wednesday night. We have the Stars in Toronto against the Maple Leafs. So the Stars, who tonight are they're up 2-1 in Buffalo with about 7 minutes to go. They play a back-to-back against the Leafs. Leafs, of course, lost to the Islanders last night. Right now, Leafs minus 125, plus 104 for Dallas, 6.5 is the total. I kind of like the under, George, to be quite honest with you.
I'm probably with you there. Back-to-back nights. You know, Dallas not really a high-scoring team anyway, even though they have a lot of stars. Well, there's a pun for you. Stars in their name and on the ice. I like the Leafs, though, in the game. It's hard for me to say, but back-to-back nights, Wedgwood will be in that. Not that anyone wants Wedgwood. He's been really good, especially when Ettinger was out earlier. But I'm going to like the Leafs in this contest. Probably a small play on the Leafs, small play on the under as well. A little disappointed it's minus 114.
Yeah, it's minus 114 to the under, 6.5. So we'll see what happens there. The Lightning are at the Garden against the Rangers. Rangers minus 135, plus $1.14 for Tampa, also a 6.5, plus 104 to the over. Lightning are in town, I guess, for the double dip. They're at the Horse Track, George, on Thursday night against the Islanders. So they'll play both. I'm assuming maybe they're even making the entire swing. If I look a little ahead to this weekend. No, they're not. They're going to Columbus.
They don't always do that, by the way. They don't play...
The East Coast teams don't do it. The West Coast... A few of the West Coast teams do. There's been a few teams that have done it this year. But you're right. The East Coast ones never do because they just fly in and out so often. But the Lightning are going to play Garden Wednesday night and then the Horse Track on Thursday night. Lightning... I think, is this the light? And this will be the Lightning's first game out of the break. Am I right on that, George?
Yeah.
I am.
Yes.
You have the Rangers with a game under their belt, and the Lightning, who have not played in over a week. Now, didn't we have that spot tonight? Who had the back-to-back tonight, George, that I was talking to you about last night? I forget. Give me a moment. Yeah, who was it? Oh, Colorado. It was Colorado who played at the Garden, and they're down. They lose both. It's probably Rangers. It's Rangers for me, George.
It's Rangers for me as well. Big win for them last night. The Lightning are not the Lightning that we're used to. They're not that team anymore.
No, they are not.
They're just not. They're still good, but they're not very good. They're not great. You know, Vasilevskiy is playing better of late, and I do think it'll be Shesterkin in net. Not Quick.
You would think. I know I've heard a lot of people banging the drum that Quick's hot right now, and they should keep playing him, but... You can't do that.
Ironic, because Quick was awful last year.
Yeah. He sure was. Got a ring, though.
I guess that's all that matters, right?
Got a ring.
Well, he already had a ring.
Yeah, but he got another one. You know, the more the merrier when you're talking about that.
Yeah, I guess.
And the Wild are in Chicago against the Blackhawks. That's the second game of the TV doubleheader. Wild are minus 235. Yeah, the Blackhawks suck. I mean, it is what it is. Blackhawks are awful.
Blackhawks have nobody. Bedard's not back. You know, Hall got hurt. Perry did whatever he did. There's nobody on that team.
Yeah.
So you're not betting on them. I don't care. I can give you plus 590. I wouldn't bet on them.
The Nets are within six here with 5 minutes to go against the Mavs. So the Mavs, who were up, I mean, had to be up, I believe, at least 20 in this game. That is completely wilted away. as the Nets have outscored him 24-12 here in the fourth. I'm trying to do some quick math here, George. So if they've got, they're down 12, they've cut 12 off of it, and six. So they were down 18 heading into the fourth, and they've gotten it to six. So we'll see how that goes for them. And the Grizzlies got it to within 10 over at the Garden against the Knicks. NBA for Wednesday night, seven games that we have. The Raptors are in Charlotte against the Hornets. That is the, as Pharrell likes to say, the hairdryer city game of the night. If you want to get involved in that one. Cleveland's in Washington against the Wizards. They're laying a big number, 11. Warriors and the Sixers in Philadelphia. Warriors minus 1.5, 237.5 the total. That's the early game of the TV doubleheader. Hawks are in Boston against the Celtics. Another big number, 11.5. Spurs are in Miami against the Heat. So a back-to-back for the Heat played tonight, killed the Magic. Minus 8 against Wembanyama and the crew. Pelicans are in L.A. against the Clippers. So the Clippers come home. They just had a long 2-week, 7-game road trip. And they get right back at it. You know, they just played last night. And they give them right back in at home. TV doubleheader second half against the Pels. That could be a Pelican spot for me. With the 6.5. Maybe the Clippers a little sleepy after coming home. We'll try to catch them. And the Pistons are getting 12.5 in Sacramento against the Kings with a very, very heavy 243.5. So a couple 243.5s on Wednesday night between the Celtic game and the King-Piston game for us. And there's a lot of college basketball as well for Wednesday. Plenty of ranked games. LSU's at Tennessee. Wisconsin's at Michigan. Alabama-Auburn, they played a great game a couple weeks ago in Tuscaloosa. Now they go to the other side. They'll be at Auburn. 5.5, they're favored. And Creighton is at Providence as a very short road favorite. But I could see that one flipping to maybe system play by the time we get to Wednesday night and the tip, like we saw with a few games that we had looked at originally last night as well. So there you go with that. All right, George. So before you get out of here, so I guess there's a chance. Now, I gave you the number last night before you left. What did I say it was? Minus? Well, I said it was plus 125. What did I call it last night that you'd be back?
Plus 125, yeah.
So I was right. I hit that plus 125.
I think we were all taking that, by the way.
We were all taking that. So do I go to it again here, or do I change the odds a little bit?
I almost change the odds. You have one less day.
One less day, but I also I feel a lot more confident that you will, that you won't, as opposed to yesterday. I think that the chances we see George again this we hear George again this week on Carver and Lacey are, I'm gonna lower it to even money, George. Even money.
It's funny. I was thinking that as well. I think I do have to change the odds a little bit, you know. But I think even money sounds about right, and I'm still taking it. I would be somewhat surprised. Maybe I'm not saying I'd be unhappy, but somewhat surprised if I'm not.
Somewhat surprised. So, in case you're not, George, just in case you're not, because I got Keith Stewart coming up next, read the line, we're going to do the waste management picks, so George is going to get out of here. In case I don't hear from you again, one more time, tell everybody who you like for Sunday here in Vegas between the Niners and the Chiefs.
Yeah, like I said, I'm done betting against Mahomes, all right? It's like banging my head against the wall over and over and over again. It's quarterback-driven league. I can't see Purdy beating Mahomes. I might feel differently if Purdy was playing better. He's not. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with the same mistakes here. I'm going to go with KC, the under. I'm going to have a million prop bets on this thing. And probably my favorite one that I've liked all week is Pacheco. I mean, everything Pacheco. All right, his carries, touches, yardage, and anytime touchdown. I think it's going to be a Pacheco game. I think they need it to be a Pacheco game. If it's not, and he didn't get hurt, it just means things didn't go well, and I probably lost everything.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have a big game, it's like you say, George, it's that means that the script went Niners came out fast, built a 10-point lead, a 14-point lead, whatever it is, and Mahomes has to try to rally him back, throwing the football all over the place in the second half. That's what would kill Yerba Avenue. But you have been on, same as last night, you're all over Pacheco for this game. And I like him for the touchdown as well. I like him for the carries. I think he's going to be in the mix. George, tremendous job, as always. Even money that we'll hear from George again this week on Carver Lisi. Thanks as always, George.
Anytime. Be good, everybody.
There he is, George Kurtz. We'll come back. Keith Stewart, read the line. Waste Management Open. Let's go this weekend in Arizona. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night here on the grid. Carver with you. Sans Lisi, as he's out on assignment in Vegas at the Super Bowl. So usually on Wednesdays, on Coast to Coast, of course, we have Golf Wednesdays. We do all the picks. We have Cam Stewart. We have Keith Stewart. We go wild. We get ready for this week's PGA Tour event. Well, that's Super Bowl this week. Scotty's in all week. He's at the Super Bowl. So Golf Wednesdays, unfortunately, gets put on the back burner on Coast to Coast. But they never get put on the back burner on Carver and Lisi. Because you think I'm going a whole week without talking about golf, you're absolutely nuts. So thankfully, Keith Stewart from Read the Line is nice enough to jump on with me. Why? Because he's out at the Waste Management. We got to get the skinny from Keith. Keith, always good to talk to you, my man. How are you?
Carver, let's go. I am fired up like this crowd out here today. I mean, it was cold, it was raining, and people were having a good time like we like to see at the Waste Management being open. I'm fired up, man. Tuesday night could be a thing.
Well, you know, before we go, like, Keith, honestly, like, we've had enough of the rain and the cold. Like, I think the players, too, like, they had enough of that this past weekend, and you were there at Pebble. But, like, if there's anything we could use this weekend at the Waste Management, it's like some nice Arizona desert sun hitting the guys and just no weather problems whatsoever. I just want a nice, clean week here, Keith. Don't tell me that it's going to be raining out here all weekend.
Well, at least the hurricane didn't follow me from Pebble. I mean, I lived through that on Sunday, which was unbelievable. And then I fly down here to find out that it's 60 degrees and it's still raining. But rain, you know, watch your waves. Watch first round leaders on Thursday. There's going to be some wet weather most of the day, probably going away in the mid to late afternoon. But then after that, it's going to be cool, but it's going to be clear. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday look prime for some golf action here on the course.
All right, before we get to the picks and the Waste Management, one more from Pebble over the weekend. You were there. Wyndham Clark.
Yeah.
With the 60 spot, the 12 under 60 on Saturday. And I guess the feeling was in the air, right, Keith, that there was a chance they weren't going to get back out there. And with Wyndham posting that number and getting to 17 under, yeah, you know, I hate that it gets shortened. I obviously understand why. But for him to win with a historic performance like that, despite it being 54 holes, puts a little better taste in my mouth, Keith, especially after a performance like he had on Saturday.
Well, okay, we faced a natural disaster there. I mean, literally,
yeah,
tents and things were destroyed. So there was never going to be any golf on Sunday and Monday. And to all the idiots on Twitter, I think that they could have run the tournament, you know, quicker or played 36 on Saturday. It's sunset at like 5:25 p.m., and they can't start till 7:45 a.m. So do the math. They had 80 guys there on the weekend, which is more than they would normally have in a regular cut event, which is top 65 in ties. Their hands were just tied. So Wyndham gave them a very nice story, a way to walk out of a signature event. And the funny thing was, I'm a big Wyndham fan. I was on Wyndham at Wells, had him 75-1 last year, his first ever win. So I like to watch Wyndham play. Really good swinger of the golf club. His tee shot on Saturday, he almost whiffed it, Carver. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm standing right there. It's cool. It's a little wet. And he hits this thing probably 30 yards short, low right of his intended target. It's one is a layup hole there. He's not hitting driver. He is hitting some sort of an iron. He's just putting it out there in the fairway. He hits this thing terrible. And then from there, he plays the rest of the front nine in 27 strokes. 27 strokes!
Unreal.
He played the rest of the front nine. It was unbelievable. It's a great story. And it's catapulting him further into the, you know, I mean, his wins are a major and two signature events. Come on!
I tweeted that the other, you know, after he won. You talk since May to win two signatures, a major, and be on the Ryder Cup team. That is a hell of an 8 months for Wyndham Clark to kind of burst onto the scene here on the PGA Tour. All right, Keith, let's get to it. Let's get to waste management and some of your selections for this week. I will say we have a pretty good field here. It's not an elevated event like it was last year, but you have Scottie Scheffler, who's going for the three-peat, and he's at an absolutely stupid price of 5-1 in most shops. You do have Justin Thomas, who's playing a lot better. You lost Victor Hovland, you lost Xander Schauffele, you do have Homa, you got Spieth, you got some of those guys. Not the field we had last week or we'll see next week at Genesis, but still a pretty good one for the waste management.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And probably the biggest killer, because everybody was going to be on JT, and I'm on him too, so shocker there. But when
me too.
Xander and Victor dropped out, you know, well, I'm on more than one JT, but that's a story for another second. But with Justin Thomas, you know, he was starting the week at plus 18, and then now all of a sudden he's dropped down to 10, and he's the guy that's right behind, sitting behind Scotty because Xander and Victor take a walk. Well, I tell you, Xander looked fine last week. He didn't look very happy. Victor looked awful. So either one of those don't really surprise me. And these guys are racking up a lot of starts early in the year, and they have to play these signature events because not only are they worth a ton of dough, but they're worth a lot of these FedEx Cup points, and that obviously is the way next year to guarantee you getting into more signature events. So my first guy on the card outright is JT. The guy's been unbelievable. I watched him for multiple rounds at Pebble. He is back. What made JT JT, winning multiple major championships and a Players, is his approach game, and he is striking irons as good as I've ever seen it live. And if you look since September, Carver, he's got a fifth, a fourth, a third, and then you go to this calendar year, he's got a third and a sixth. I mean, this guy, he's ready to roll. His last five starts at Waste Management, he's got four top tens. He's really four top eights. So for me, he was second in stroke gained at Tee to Green at the AT&T. Come on. I mean, I think this – and of anything else, even if JT was only playing half as good as he's playing right now, he loves the arena. He loves the Ryder Cup. He has a million – I mean, he's the only guy I know who runs around in a cardigan sweater, you know, dressed to a T, where every single bro in the crowd just screams at him, JT, let's go, JT, let's go. And he just eats it up, man. So, like, this week for him is prime time fraternity party row. I mean, he's loving it.
Yeah, it's a scene. And this is historically a place that, I mean, you got to have some history here usually to win it. And when you factor in all those top fives and top tens that Justin Thomas has had here in the past and what his form is right now, I think it's great. I'm with you. I got him a very, very early Monday morning at 17-1 before those other guys pulled out. So we're in a good spot. That doesn't always mean you're going to win, but we're in a good spot. Now, I heard you drop the other JT as well. Who else do you have on your card besides Justin Thomas?
All right, if we're going outright, I thought the next guy price-wise was going to be JT Poston. I got him at 35, now down to 33. He continues to drop. He will continue to drop before Thursday. Data Golf has him as ranked as their number 12 ranked golfer in the world right now. So forget the OWGR with Liv and everything. That whole system's kind of broken.
Yeah.
If you go to
Data Golf, an hour
and look
on
at
that.
The pure numbers. Well,
do an hour on that.
Please. 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 I was stuck in my hotel in Monterey, and on the CW, all I could get was bowling. I couldn't even get Liv to watch. I mean, I was like truly in jail. Oh, man, it was brutal. But our boy Postman, he's delivering on approach, and that's the big difference. He's always been a great putter. He makes a ton of birdies. Last 10 years, average winning score here, 17 under par. You got to fill the cup up. He can do that. Last 10 events, he's gained 8 times on approach. That's the big difference for him. I love JT here. And then the one guy that's climbed him that I can't get over, he's like the sixth favorite listed on the odds board, and that's Benny Ahn. Theon started the week in the mid-40s. He's down to plus 3,000. It's crazy. Everybody's all over this guy. And there's plenty of reason why. Ben Ahn is a perfect golfer for this place. He bombs it. He hits it straight, which is exactly what you need to do off the tee. He's a fabulous ball striker. And just like Scotty, if there's any weakness in his game, like JT, it's the putter. Justin Thomas, it's the putter, right? So this is the type of place. Last year, it ranked third on the PGA Tour for most makes over 15 feet. These greens are pretty flat. So if you can get it going, and we know Benny Ahn can take it deep, you know, he can get it going. He's a guy sitting there. And then finally, the last guy. And here's a correlation for your listeners that not a lot of people think about. But it's the same grass on the greens. It says TPC to start. But Players Champions play really well at TPC Scottsdale. You have to be a good ball striker at both. Look at the winners, right? You've got Webb Simpson, won at both. Scottie Scheffler, won at both. Ricky Fowler, won at both. Phil, won at both, right? We love JT, Justin Thomas this week. He's won at Players, right? Siwoo Kim, he started the week in the triple digits. He's down to the 60s. And Siwoo was ranked third. I'm going to get you on Siwoo. You're going to get it. You're going to get a Siwoo ticket after what I tell you. He was third at the AT&T in strokes gained tee to green. Siwoo, he gained 5 strokes with the putt last year, just like the way he played at the Players. Siwoo is super hot right now in his approach game, and that's the true difference maker at this place. If you're a good mid-iron player and Siwoo's coming into form, you look at all of Siwoo's wins. Yes, he's got one at the Players. He's got 4 wins total on the PGA Tour. 2 were on the West Coast. He won on the Korn Ferry Tour on the West Coast. I think Siwoo is perfectly positioned this week to be our next kind of like guy out of nowhere who's not coming from nowhere, because I watched him multiple holes last week and he is striking the ball beautifully, Carl.
I've been on the roller coaster ride that is Siwoo Kim in the past. It's been a while since I've strapped back in, but you've got me, Keith. I'll get involved with Siwoo Kim this week as well at the 60-1 range. I got about a minute, Keith. Quickly, give me any other top 10s, 20s, 30s, head-to-heads. What else are you doing?
All right. Top 20, got to go Eric Cole. He's got 7 top 20s in his last 10 starts. Top 30, I walked into Jersey Mike's the other day on Sunday with an in-play golf. Who's in there but Adam Hadwin? Man, I got to play Adam Hadwin, right? Jersey Mike's with me. Top 40, how about Daniel Berger? You can get positive money on him. It's Daniel Berger, right? And the last thing I'm going to say, 8 out of the last 16 WMPOs have ended in a playoff. You can get plus 300 on a playoff. I'm going playoff again. You'll add a 3-1 if he wins. You'll get him over the 20s then, and we'll all be happy.
I love it, Keith, because you're right. There's been a lot of playoffs here, and everybody's sweating because the Super Bowl's about to start, and the waste management goes into a playoff. I need dual split screens, getting ready to kick off the big game. Keith, tremendous job, as always. Next week, we will get back to it, I believe, on the TV side on Coast to Coast, and will be a huge event because we got Tiger next week, Keith. At his event, the Genesis Riviera, I can't wait.
Hey, Tiger won't be the only one at Riviera. I'll be there too, Carver. Can't wait.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Let's go. That's what we like to hear. There he is. Keith Stewart, Read the Line, with us every week with the picks. Enjoy the waste management. We'll talk to you next week. All right, Keith. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back, wrap this up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, great job by Keith there. I'll give some of my picks for the waste management tomorrow. We'll see who's with me. Maybe Scotty. See if they get that cooking out there. As Matias is going to effort that all day on Wednesday. He's going to try to effort that. He's going to be all over people trying to see if he can get that cooking. That's for sure. The Mavericks did beat the Nets 119-107. Kyrie did hit 6 threes. So that's another one. Didn't pull the trigger, and of course it ends up winning. Knicks beat the Grizzlies by 10. Didn't cover the 14.5. T-Wolves now only up 5 on the Bulls. So a lot of these teams in the NBA tonight had big leads and weren't able to hold them.
So bad job there by them. We'll see if they can clean it out. North Carolina did lose that game to Clemson, 80-76. Houston didn't cover the huge number against Oklahoma State, 79-63, a winner there. And what else do we have? Oh, that might have been 15.5. I'm thinking the other game that was in the 20s. Where did that Houston game close at tonight against Oak State? Oh, that was 21.5. That's right. So we did have that one going. Too many games here, Matias. I got too many games going right now. Oklahoma up 7 on BYU. Iowa State up 3 on Texas with 5 seconds left in the game. Nevada up 9 on Utah State at the half. So some stunning results here tonight in college basketball. All right. Great job, as always, by Matias Burbell, who's out in Vegas making things happen. Great job by George Kurtz, who hung around for a little while here tonight. We'll see if we see George again later this week. And by Keith Stewart, read the line with the Waste Management Open picks. We will see you back here tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you then on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.